This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Man, I'm fired up, man. I think when a guy like Terry gets paid, it really just gives you a restored faith in the team, that you reward guys who do it the right way. And Terry, I don't think there's a better example of it. So for a guy like Terry to get paid means a lot to a lot of guys in that locker room. So I'm fired up. I know he's fired up. And we're just, as a team and an organization, we're just all fired up right now.
That's the voice of John Allen, who is the best defensive player in Washington, celebrating by calling us from the golf course out of the blue just a few minutes ago. We hadn't reached out to John. He's on the line ready to just chat it up about Terry McLaurin. As he is
just hitting nukes on the golf course.
Probably hitting the ball 300 yards at a time.
He hits bombs.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. If you are just getting out of the office or listening to us for the first time today, Terry McLaurin gets a 3-year, about a $70 million contract extension in new money. He's under contract now for the next 4 years, already had this year's 1 year left on his deal. And then he was given a unique structure. We want to get into that right now with Brad Spielberger of PFF, who is their R&D analyst and their contract expert over at Pro Football Focus. Brad, we love having you on the show. Thanks for the time. How are you?
Yeah, doing well. I'm out of the golf course, but thanks for having me.
Yeah, John Allen's probably playing enough golf today for you, me, and him as he's celebrating this deal. But let's just start with what is, I think, a bit of a unique structure. You tell me if you agree. Maybe a shorter deal than was expected in terms of years, maybe even a little bit less money than we thought at under 23 or right around 23 per. But it sounds like McLaurin made out really well in guarantees and at signing did a great job for himself. So he's got to be happy too. Take us inside the numbers.
Yeah, so first with the length, definitely a big win for Terry McLaurin and his camp. He's a bit older than some of these other 2019 draft class wide receivers. So now he can maybe get back to the market just before turning 31. Obviously, we've seen guys like Devontae Adams going into his age 30 season, sign another massive deal. So big for him from that standpoint. You talk about the per-year average. When you do shorten the length, you're obviously going to have to sacrifice some of the per-year amount. So I think a little over $23 million per year on a 3-year term is actually incredibly strong for him. And he gets more money over the first 3 years than A.J. Brown in that same draft class, got traded to the division. So I think every metric of this deal is great for Terry McLaurin.
Do it from the team's perspective here, Brad. Why did this make sense with the Commanders? And I'm trying not to lead the witness here, but I'm sitting there nodding my head doing that Jack Nicholson from The Departed GIF. When I look at the way this is structured, it makes a lot of sense to me. Not a lot of receivers over 30 having real productive seasons in the last couple years in the NFL. This makes a lot of sense the way they did this, but kind of do it from the team's perspective here.
Yeah, so I mean, I think Jonathan Allen honestly put it perfectly, is that also, you know, ignoring the money for a second, just the impact it has on every single person in that locker room, then wanting to show up, work very hard, and try to earn a deal just like Terry got. But, yeah, I think, like you said, that is the team's angle as well. It's saying, why would we tack on a couple of years on the end when we can just maybe, if we want to, get out before he maybe does plateau and hits that age 30-plus seasons, and then he's not playing at the level he's been playing for the last couple of years. So, you know, from that perspective, could be a win-win for both parties. You're not keeping him on some five-year term where both sides are not happy with the last couple of years of that deal.
Terry McLaurin signed, sealed, and soon to be delivered. He'll put pen to paper the report via Schefter, Nikki Jabala, and others. And we're talking about the structure with Brad Spielberger of PFF now on Grant and Danny. The record amount at signing, how does that work? I mean, does that literally go into his account like the next day where he just gets hit with $28 million bucks? I've always wondered that.
It would be lovely. It's usually two payouts. Generally, one of them will be within that week or within that month of signing. And then often there's another, you know, cash outlay a couple months later, maybe 9 months to a year at most later. So no, he won't get the full $28 million, most likely hitting his bank account the day he signs, but, you know, maybe half of that amount. And then the rest of that within the year, you know, within 12 months. And yeah, it's a big deal to get that. And then the $47 million fully guaranteed by March of 2023. So 9 months from now, almost $50 million fully guaranteed, a huge, huge amount for Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, massive amount. The fully guaranteed at signing, he got the record for a wide receiver. Was that, why was the team willing to do that? Was that a concession based on something they got, do you think, like the term or how long it went?
Honestly, this isn't to disparage. I think he got whatever he wanted. I think he had a ton of leverage in this negotiation. I think he knew that. I think him going so far as to stay away from certain activities said a lot because of the player he is and the person he is. No, again, I think every way you break down this deal, I'm not going to say that's not bad for Washington. He's a phenomenal player, and they should, you know, he earned every penny. But if you really get into the nitty-gritty, every metric is a win for Terry McLaurin.
Brad Spielberger with us here at PFF underscore Brad on Twitter. Brad, help explain that to me real quick. Why you think he had all the leverage? And here's where my ignorance comes in. The team could have just said, franchise tag year one, franchise tag year two, then you're pretty much almost 30. You know, we're getting 3 years instead of 4 years. We could have just done that and, you know, paid you kind of around the same that they ended up doing. Why did you think Terry had all the leverage here?
Yeah, and that is the leverage that every team holds, you know, in all these negotiations. And Washington, you know, is actually willing to use that franchise tag more than most clubs. And, you know, it worked in their favor, you know, with Kirk Cousins. And you could argue it kind of worked in their favor with Sheriff as well, depending how you look at it. But I think end of the day, you know, the best defensive player on the team taking time out of his golf round to call you guys, it talks to his leverage and speaks to his leverage. Mm. But also, when you go out and trade for Carson Wentz, if you're going to do that and then not ink his number one wide receiver for the next couple of years, maybe have a rookie be his top option in the first season, if not the next couple seasons, I just think it kind of throws everything into question. Now it looks like they had a plan, they had an idea, McLaurin's there, they can start to build chemistry. He's maybe the best wide receiver Carson Wentz has ever played with. And then even if Wentz, let's say he doesn't work out, unfortunately, you know the next quarterback is, hey, look, we got Terry McLaurin here. We got this young stud rookie here, Logan Thomas, all these running backs, this good offensive line. It just helped everything on the offense going forward.
Yeah, such a good point. And you've been on the team side, which is why I think you're sharp enough to think about it from that perspective. But there has to be a value, money or otherwise, in just nice things being said about you for a day. I mean, honestly, like, we have beaten this team up every which way about whether it's McLaurin's negotiation. If we weren't talking about this, we canceled an interview in this segment that would have been an attorney to talk about if Dan Snyder is going to accept a subpoena. I mean, to just get this done and to actually, as you're saying, make it look like you had the plan all along, you had everything in control, your front office knows what they're doing. I'm commending the Martys and Rob Rogers and Ron Rivera today. Like, that's got to mean something at some point, worth something.
Me too, 110%. And not only in these deals, we talked about the guys in the building, but also if they want to start attracting free agents, you know, now if I'm a guy next offseason, let's say they have a good season, sneaking as a wild card maybe, and you see all these pieces that if they came in, played the right way, practiced the right way, they got rewarded with money, you'd maybe feel the same way. And yeah, they obviously signed some solid players last year and Curtis Samuel, Will Jackson, some of those guys, but you're trying to make this into a destination, a place that players want to come play. And like you said, building goodwill goes a long way in accomplishing that goal.
So, Brad, forgive my ignorance here. This might be a really, really stupid question, but I just want to make sure I've got all my ducks in a row. Terry's under contract this year. That's not going to change. Then it's 3 years after this, right? So nothing's going to supersede what's going on this year. This is the 3 years on the end.
Correct. So he's now under contract through 2025, and I want to say going into 2025, he'll be 31. So, you know, again, like we talked about, it's very good timing from an age standpoint and all that. But yes, 4 total years on the deal for about $74 million in total is what it will be.
And have you looked and kind of seen what that's going to do to their cap space going forward? I mean, a lot of fans have said to us, the reason they're not spending on free agents is because they're worried about their cap. And Grant and I have kind of been like, well, they got plenty of space this year. They could add a linebacker for like $8. You know, there's plenty of things they can
today,
do.
People are like, well, what does this mean now for their cap this year? And my point all along has been, that was so dumb. Like it meant nothing for this year ever. He's under contract already.
Right, so it'll probably go up a little bit just because of that $28 million signing bonus, and there's no indication that they added void years or anything like that. So hypothetically, if that's spread over 4 years, that would be a $7 million cap charge just from the signing bonus in this year. And let's say hypothetically they drop his salary from about $3 million down to the minimum $1 million. So you're adding about $5 million to this year's cap, but they're healthy. They have a lot of flexibility going forward. And again, as we've probably talked about before when I've come on, if they wanted to restructure some deals or clear room, whether that's this year or next year with a guy like Jonathan Allen or even McLaurin, they're fine. From a salary cap standpoint, they are fine.
Yeah, and to your point, if anything, you get more money by structuring it. My point was all along, like this idea that they're not spending in free agency, they've done almost less than anybody, because they're saving so they could pay McLaurin, was always flawed, because you're not paying him against this year's cap, almost certainly. And your point is, right, if anything, they've created more space and structure.
Right. You're really not adding a significant amount. Generally, with these early extensions, or really any extension, oftentimes you can create space, or you just add a little bit of extra cap allocation in this year. But yeah, that is not really a legitimate excuse for why they weren't spending on external free agents, especially if they're only going to do McLaurin and maybe don't extend to Ron Payne. But, you know, that's a perfect example. The fifth-year option, you're going to clear cap space if you extend a guy on that fifth-year option. So, yeah, I don't really buy that as a reason for them not spending in free agency. I just think maybe they didn't feel the need. And specifically at off-ball linebacker, they'll probably add, a cheap camp body or maybe even a veteran that comes available or something like that. I'm guessing they just weren't really enticed by the pricier options available.
So, Brad, I was hammering them here this offseason, and they were right and I was wrong. I'm just dining on my crow with ketchup, a little bit of hot sauce, salt and pepper, and I'm roasting it. I am eating it. They've won. But they kind of gave us we got it. We'll do it the same way we did Jonathan Allen, et cetera. And I'm kind of going, well, the market didn't explode for defensive tackles last year. We didn't have the craziest wide receiver offseason that we've had in my lifetime this year. And you guys waiting didn't do yourself any favors. How much better could they have done had they done this earlier? Because this seems to me to be pretty damn good.
You know, it's a fair question. At this point, he's the ninth wide receiver now to sign a multi-year extension for $20-plus million per year. I think you could look at Chris Godwin, for example. And yes, a little bit different because there were injuries there, of course, and, on his second franchise tag. But he now, on a three-year, $60 million deal, and you're looking at McLaurin getting 3 years, about $70 million. So I think they could have saved themselves a little bit. But to your point, not that much. And I think at the end of the day, too, you're not going to pull the wool over a player in his agent's eyes. They know that the market was going to grow. They knew that other guys were going to get money. Even guys now like Debo Samuel and DK Metcalf, their fans are probably saying the same thing. And for all we know, those guys are sitting there and saying, no, we want to wait. We're just letting everyone else get paid before us so that we can be the next one up. So, and they could have saved a little bit of money, but, nothing crazy. And they were smart to just get this deal done before training camp kicks off.
Brad Spielberger, PFF's where you can find his work. He also contributes to Over the Cap, which is a great site for all kinds of salary cap information. Thank you for the time and the information. We always really, really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for having me.
I think sharp as the knife that Ryan cut that watermelon with at the top of the show. Speaking of which, doesn't it seem like 3 shows ago that Ryan was eating
a bunch
of watermelon?
Last Tuesday, wasn't it?
Thank God that we decided to punt on the second watermelon. Can you imagine if Ryan had just bitten into the second watermelon when the McLaurin news broke? Like, he had just finished and punted
Poor
on the
guy.
End of the first watermelon. He, by the way, has gone to the bathroom. Have you gone to the bathroom 2 times or 3 times since then?
Actually, 4 times.
And have you gone every time you've gone to the bathroom?
Yes.
How's that working out for you?
Poor toilet. That's all I could say.
Is that what happens when you eat an entire watermelon or 90% of one in about 33 minutes?
96% of the watermelon, I'd say. Precisely. So, yes.
And you didn't eat any seeds, right?
Oh, no, I had a lot of seeds. I figured that out real quick.
I thought you said you didn't eat any seeds.
I thought I didn't either, but it turns out I
so
did.
Many. Oh, no.
How do you know?
I could show you here in about probably 30 minutes.
Nah, I don't want
no.
to. That
no.
That won't be necessary.
That's okay.
Unless your boy's changing a diaper, I don't need to see anything that I don't know. I'm not.
Dude, I gave it the office, bro. I'm done with that.
Contractually obligated as a father to see.
Hundreds and hundreds of times.
Poor guy. So you think you're done for the rest of the show now, or we're just getting started?
Yeah. I think I'm done with the watermelon for the rest of the show. So I officially punt on the bit. I throw in the towel, and yeah, that was it.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
0-2 on your challenges. However, I think you earned respect. The amount of watermelon he ate in 33 minutes was astronomical.
So I think when we do this next week, he'll learn some lessons, right? He knows what to do and how to do it better. Better prep the night before, right? He's going to eat some carbs. He'll probably have a big old thing of pasta, a lot of water beforehand. He'll be ready to eat two watermelons through a show, right?
So for round one of Ryan Eats It All, Ryan ate most of it, we'll say.
Yeah, definitely.
But your record at Ryan Eats It All right now is 0-2.
Unfortunately, yes. It is 0-2 right now. But, hey, there's always next time, right?
Next week we'll do a head of lettuce, give you 5 minutes, something like that.
Let's do it.
A head of lettuce is so great.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. All right, more importantly, Terry McLaurin is staying put with the Commanders, 3 years and $70 million. You guys were calling us. You were nervous. You were angry. You were frustrated. Where is that contract? Well, now the contract has been delivered. We want to hear from you next on the MGM National Harbor listener lines right here on The Fan. Plus, let's take a deep dive into this Commanders offense moving forward beyond just this season. What's it starting to look like as they build this thing up over multiple years out, maybe, with Carson Wentz?
Heinicke on the slant for McLaurin. He takes the hit and has the first down. The longest Washington drive of the season continues.
Pump it up.
That was my favorite catch and my favorite McLaurin moment from the entire 2021 season. Great job by Darius finding that highlight because, if you remember, Terry McLaurin makes a catch to move the sticks, to basically put the game on ice. He gets utterly destroyed on a slant in the middle of the field, like a hospital ball. Heinicke just threw him into harm's way, and he got up and he did his, like, okay, is my shoulder broke? I don't think
so. Is everything okay? Am I still attached?
And then he does his thing where he kind of, like, fixes his suit sleeves, you know, where he, like, throws his hands out in front of him and, like, checks his fit, and he, like, pulls everything down. Oh, God, do I love Terry McLaurin.
I thought when he took that hit, I thought it was over. I thought that was the end of the season for him. I thought it was some kind of shoulder injury. That was it. Broken collarbone.
That, like, his loved ones were going to be seeing each other, and it was for the wrong reason soon. You know what I mean? Like, he wouldn't be making it to the next day. And he just hopped up, and he was like, oh, you guys wanted a first down, right?
I'm invincible.
Anybody order this first down? I've got it here on my tray. Who would like this first down? He just presents it to you.
My favorite McLaurin, and now we're sort of into this, is when Taylor Heinicke scrambled around, and because he has no arm strength, tried to throw it to the back of the end zone, and it went to the front of the end zone. And it was that lollipop, soft, hey, five-year-old, catch this pop-up, buddy. You can do it. Glove up. Fingers up high. And McLaurin had to fight.
Mystery. Yeah. You know, jackpot, like, 500.
Yeah, someone was like, 175, do the math. And McLaurin had to fight through adversity.
Like three Falcons.
And nine Falcons somehow.
They were all waiting to just fair catch it, and he like threw them all to the ground as he was running under the ball.
And he still caught it like the big kid at recess for a touchdown.
Unreal. Let's go to Keith in Annandale, home of the Adams. Terry McLaurin is staying in D.C. 3 years and $70 million. What's up, Keith?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up,
First
man?
First off, I can't believe you bumped me for Jonathan Allen. Really? You didn't want to listen to the former high school football coach?
My sincerest
With
apologies.
All due respect, sir, you got bumped right the hell out of there.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
He was on the golf course, so I was like, it's now or never time. Keith has to wait.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotcha. So, honestly, the main thing to me that I think is the most underrated part of Terry McLaurin's game is his run blocking. If you watch some of the stuff that he doesn't just get out there and get in front of people. He gets movement, and he's created a lot of lanes on some of those outside runs for J.D. McKissick. So they turn the 3-4 yard gains into the 10-15 yard gain because now the safety on the backside's got to come across to make a tackle. And so I don't think it's appreciated just how much the run game benefits from having him involved in it as well.
Yeah, it's kind of a cliche thing to say, and thanks for the call. And We appreciate you hopping aboard. Every part of your game improves because of the effort he exerts.
Mm-hmm.
Never forget that Dallas Cowboys Thanksgiving Day win, the Montez Sweat pick six game. So this was like 2020 when they made their playoff run.
Where Antonio Gibson had just the largest holes. Like he had a black hole to run through.
Incredible game for him. But in that game, Alex Smith early on threw like a disgusting interception. And it was returned by, I think it was Jalen Smith, if I remember, before he was cut by the Cowboys.
Oh, wow.
And Terry McLaurin chased him down. Do you remember this?
I do now.
Gets on his horse, 1,000 effort out of 10, 100 miles an hour, and he runs him down and tackles him, and ultimately Washington keeps Dallas from scoring.
Shades of Darryl Green chasing down Dorsett, yeah.
Kind of just changed the pendulum of the game, but that's what Terry McLaurin is about. That is who Terry McLaurin is. He is a winning football player. He's a winner. I want winners! Can I get Mike Singletary screaming that he wants winners? I want winners! Terry McLaurin's a winner. Let's go to Chris in Leesburg. Chris, you are on Grant, Danny, and Terry without Terry today on the fan. How are you? Christopher, you will get nothing, and you will like it.
Bummer, Christopher.
That's a shame.
Bummer.
A lot of tweets coming in, at Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny. Questions about the deal being a little bit less than projected. Because when we had all these contracts experts on, the lowest they all went was 4 years.
Yep.
And because of that, if you do the math, 4 years at close to 24, which is about what he got, that's $96 million. Right? He got three in a little over 70. I'm pretty surprised they were able to get a deal done at 3 years. But it makes some sense that McLaurin, if he can get 23 and change, which he did, can become a free agent again sooner because of his age. Maybe he's willing to do that. He turns 27 in September. If he signed a 4 or 5 year deal and he actually plays that entire time, then this is the only legitimate contract he's going to really get.
So the way he was able to win, where you can hold this up, he and the other agent, his agent, but versus the others, can go, we got the largest amount of guaranteed at signing that a receiver has ever gotten. So in that way, we're number one. You weren't going to top the total dollar value of $140 million of Davante Adams. Nobody should be doing that, quite frankly, right? At this stage, Tyreek Hill's at 120, Amari Cooper, A.J. Brown, both at 100. That may have been more doable with the eye line, but now you start going into some different salary cap machinations and some things that may not have been worked out for the team. This makes sense for everybody. It really does. I know it sounds Pollyannish, but this is one of those times where the cliches that Ron Rivera was spouting about when you do the negotiations and everybody leaves happy, but everybody leaves grumbling a little bit, this makes sense for everybody involved. This is like one of those nice times where it's actually okay to say, hey, good job, everyone.
Ed is in Connecticut. Ed's on Grant and Danny listening on the Odyssey app. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, what's going on? This is Ed. Remember, I used to live in PG. Used to call all the time. Too busy up there now in Connecticut, though.
Oh, I do remember. Edward. Yeah, what's going on, man?
Nothing much. Look, first and foremost, why does good things always happen when I'm asleep? That's the first and foremost thing. I woke up, Twitter was going crazy, breaking news across the TV, and I was like, oh, Terry signed. Something I told my dad and everybody I was not concerned with.
You got to start sleeping more because not enough good things
tell
are
you
happening.
What, you sleep a lot, and I'll just go on vacation all the time, and then we'll get unbelievable stuff. We'll miss the Super Bowl.
Hey, I was about to say, maybe that's how it has to happen. Maybe I'll sleep through every Sunday game.
Except
for Monday. You're not allowed to watch. But, you have to take naps at 12:59 East time every Sunday.
Hey, that's fine. And I'll wake up around 4:30 and probably there's a W on the TV.
I love it.
So look, here's why I'm happy with the deal. When they got rid of Brandon Scherff, in my head, and I didn't tell a lot of people, in my head, that's when I knew all this money had to be going towards Terry McLaurin. Simply what they said is when they let Scherff leave, in my opinion, they said we got to re-sign Terry McLaurin. They knew his deal was coming up. He's playing, and correct me if I'm wrong, he still has to play out his rookie deal. So I'm not even sure if this deal kicks in right away.
It doesn't. But no, we've been saying this. It's 1 year left on his rookie deal, and then there's 3 years on the back end. So you have 4 years of McLaurin. So right now he's 26. He turns 27 in September. He will play the final year of his rookie deal this year, and then the 3 years at $23 million per kick in starting next year. So that's age 28. Age 29, and age 30. And you are potentially out of the McLaurin business if you want to be at age 30, which from the team's standpoint, again, I want to give them credit, gives them a really intriguing option. That seems like good, smart, legitimate NFL team making sharp decision business.
I love it.
Because of the numbers you looked up. Receivers at 31, 32, they're just not that productive.
Yeah, the days of Jerry Rice doing this until 40. Tim Brown was upper 30s. Steve Smith, Sr., you know, the Anquan Boldins of the world. It's a young man's game now. There were no receivers in the top 50. Excuse me, there were only two receivers in the top 50 that were north of 30 years old this past year. That's a jarring number.
That's over 30 or 30 or older?
30 or older.
Okay. And it was you said it was Adam Thielen and A.J. Green.
That's right.
Because it's funny, I think about guys like Mike Evans as, man, Mike Evans is super old. And then you look it up, he's like 2 years older than McLaurin. He's 28.
Yeah, so he came to the league young, and he's been through a lot of wear and tear. He's been a lot of national TV games. That's what happens when you're in the postseason a lot.
But speaks to the idea that receivers right now aren't aging like a defensive back will or other positions might. Carl's in Calvert County on G&D. What's up, Carl?
Hey, Grant, before I give my comment, do you know for a fact that he's still playing on the rookie deal this year?
I do. Yeah, that's how it works, number one. But we just had a contracts expert on from PFF who used to work in the Vikings front office who confirmed that.
Gotcha. Okay. So even that being the case, I just wanted to point out that if you look at this entire 4 years, it's actually he's getting paid about like nine. If you combine that is. He's getting paid about 19 a year, 18 and a half per year, which is, you mentioned that, you know, he's getting about 23 over those 3 years. But if you look at it in its totality, he's getting paid way less than we thought that extension was going to be.
Yeah, so that's a really smart point if you're looking at it from the 4 years. Now, I'll say this. If you were going to bake in the final year of the rookie contract, then no one would have expected it to have been closer to $25 million, because to make up for the rookie deal, which is not close to that, then you're making like $30 million in new money over those 3 years. So I think when people were speculating $24-25 million per year is the ceiling for McLaurin, 23-25 was what contracts people keep saying when they called into the show and talked to us over the last couple months, that was the new money part. And this is how it works. When you have a rookie contract, you add in the final year of the deal, and yeah, it lowers the number. So 4-74 rather than like the it's not 4-74, but the 3-71, so to speak, before you add in the fourth year, really changes the complexion of the overall annual average value.
Right.
But the final year of the rookie deal is already
it's already baked done. In. Yeah.
So I don't necessarily look at it that way.
But I see his point.
I get why you would. Yeah.
If you go the average over 3 years is 23, the average over 4 years is way less than that because this is a $3 million last year of his rookie deal. So that's, you know, again, the best value in the sport, probably. It's up there, certainly. You're talking about one of the elite wide receivers at a fraction of what it costs. And you see what it costs because he just signed a deal, an extension for what it actually costs now in the open market, close to $24 million per.
One of the things I'm excited about for McLaurin, and I'm not going to sit here and pretend like Carson Wentz is Patrick Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers. There's no reason to do that. But Carson Wentz has a stronger arm and a better deep ball than any of the quarterbacks that Terry McLaurin has played with. And in his infancy in his career, if you go back to his first game when he caught a 75-yard touchdown on that deep post from Case Keenum, he could get vertical and get behind guys. I think they have other players who can do that in this offense now, including Jahan Dotson, who they just drafted, and most specifically, Deami Brown, who they brought in as a burner and a deep threat last year out of North Carolina. But I am really, really looking forward to seeing what McLaurin does with Wentz this year, because I think that Wentz is the most talented quarterback they have had here since Cousins in 17. McLaurin never played with him. He was here the following season, starting with that Case Keenum, Colt McCoy. Who was the third guy in that debacle? Pre-Alex Smith.
Was it Haskins?
I guess it was, yeah. And that rookie season.
Right.
Would have been his first year. But so I guess he had even the year before that. But the point is, this is the best QB situation. Not an endorsement of Wentz. It's just
yeah, it's a dubious honor, but it's true. Yeah.
That he's had. Now, I still would love to know what's it like if you go get Bryce Young. What's it like if you have C.J. Stroud, maybe, from his alma mater, Ohio State, in a year. But for now, he has averaged mid-70s catches for 1,030 yards a season with the 27th best quarterback in the league on average throwing to him. What's that like if it's the 19th best? Let alone wondering,
God forbid we got a top 10
one
situation.
One day they actually found the answer. what he could look like in 2-3 seasons from now. 800-636-1067 if you want to join us. In 20 minutes, Ben Standing of The Athletic, who's been doing a lot of reporting on this story this afternoon, is going to stop by with all the details from both the player and the team side. And in an hour and 20 minutes at 6 o'clock, we've got tickets to the Nats game. Remember, 6, we're giving away a 4-pack of tickets to see the Nats this Friday night. So you got to be listening to G&D. It's a big news day. It's a fun day. These are the fun ones to do here on The Fan. Terry McLaurin is staying put. A 3-year extension in Washington will kick in next year. He is under contract for 4 years through 2025. Grant and Danny on The Fan. Charles Leno is going to join us in just a moment, the starting left tackle of your Commanders. Want to get his thoughts on Terry McLaurin signing a new extension to stay put in the nation's capital. We are also taking your calls at 800-636-1067 as they come in. Ty's in Annapolis on G&D. What's up, Ty? How are you?
G&D, what's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
Chilling.
Hey, man, I just want to say that this is amazing for both Terry, the team. I'm happy. I'm so excited. Usually positive things don't happen, so I had to call and speak on this. But it's good money, good contract. I'm glad now he gets to have an adult quarterback that can actually unlock his deep ball like he did before. And I'm not worried about the age because, remember, he was underutilized at Ohio State.
Totally true.
He doesn't have the normal wear and tear and tread on his legs, man. This is awesome. I'm ready to see it. I'm happy.
Yeah, and you paid a guy who's done everything right. And I just think you got to reward your people. When they put themselves on the line for you and do everything the way they're supposed to, model citizen, great football player, that combination, you got to reward those guys. And the Commanders have done that. Last year it was John Allen. And now it's Terry McLaurin, another guy they've taken care of, who they brought in here as a free agent last year and have since long-term locked up, is Charles Leno, and he joins us now on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app today. Visit BetQL.com. Charles, we are reacting to the news that McLaurin is in the fold. Last time, you know, we were seeing you guys at the podium. Everyone's asking you because he's not at minicamp. Don't have to worry about that anymore. He is going to be in the mix on a long-term deal.
Hell yeah. What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Good, buddy.
Doing great. How's the offseason going?
It's going good. You know, just hanging out, having babies, you know, doing all the fun things I'm supposed to do.
Just offseason stuff, right? Just making a couple kids here and there?
Right.
Is there a new Leno baby?
Yes, sir. New Leno baby. Her name is Jordan. She just got here yesterday. So,
well, first of all, congrats.
Congrats,
that's
man.
Amazing. Second of all, I don't know if the math adds up. I feel like every time we talk to you, you just had a baby. Sorry, is this like 8 now? Where are you at?
Almost 12.
Okay, 12. it's you and Nick Cannon, basically. But at least you guys are all one family, which is different than the
Fitzpatrick's,
way.
Right?
Yeah, you and Fitz, I think.
Oh, yeah. He definitely has close to 12.
That's funny. But congrats. That's awesome. What do you think, though? Terry getting the deal done. You guys don't have to worry about it going into camp now.
Hell yeah, man. You know, Terry – I mean, from the first time I saw Terry, I was on Chicago, and it was 2019, and when I was on Chicago, we won the game, but you just knew, like, I was like, who the hell is this guy torching our defense? Like, we had a good defense at the time, and I'm like, this dude is torching our defense, and then looked him up, like, oh, Terry McLaurin, young player, look at his rookie year. I was like, he's going to be pretty damn good, and then coming here and just seeing him over the years, being his teammate, I can't be happier for someone, somebody who is the first and foremost. I mean, we talk about football, and that's very important, but just the person he is just an incredible human being, incredible person. I think that's first and foremost. That's what you want in the building. That's what you love in the building. It's just a good person to be around, good person to have as a teammate. And then talking about football, exceptional player, the way he can track the ball, the speed, and just the way he's a leader. You know what I mean? He's one of those guys that's always in the building. Never one of those guys that you got to worry about. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the one thing that you got to love and respect about him. So I'm just really happy. I'm thankful that he's here. We can get back to work. It was sad seeing him, you know, not seeing him throughout this offseason, but, you know, things happen. I understand he had to take care of his business. So happy to have him back and ready to get to work with him.
Commanders tackle Charles Leno kind enough to join us a few minutes here on the newly re-signed Terry McLaurin extension agreed to here moments ago. Have you seen him grow kind of into that role, right? I mean, he's always been a good dude, like everybody knows that, but just now it's no longer here. The kid, it's a leadership role, and everyone's kind of looking to him on this offense. How have you seen him kind of step into that?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to just have to be himself. I mean, when it comes to being a leader, really it comes down to just being yourself, you know, and the tough person he is to show up, work hard every day, say things that he needs to say when he has to, and that'll take care of everything, honestly. And just, you know, he's a veteran person in that wide receiver room, you know, get the young wide receivers we got. You know, we got John, we got Diami, you know, just a really young group. And I think the thing about him is he can keep those guys together, and I know Carson will do the same.
One of the things, Charles, that I've been saying all offseason, and the reason I thought eventually this would get done is you just can't let guys like this leave when they're that good right on the field and that good off the field. But I'm curious, from your perspective as a player, you've been in multiple locker rooms and a lot of iterations of teams. The message that gets sent when a guy like McLaurin gets rewarded and how healthy that is organizationally, culturally, to see, like, if you're a young player, you're Diami Brown or you're Jahan Dotson or something, that, like, your work is worth something to this team.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what guys look at in the locker room. They look at the type of person they are, and also clearly the product that they put on the field. But, I mean, at the end of the day, this is the National Football League. We know how things go. It's hard to reward knuckleheads in this league, but they have to, because talent definitely outweighs the knucklehead sometimes. But when you got a person who has the talent, has the work ethic, and also has the stand-up character that you do have, you want to reward those guys. You want those guys to be around your team. You want fans to look forward to, you know, meeting them and, you know, seeing them and supporting them, because that's what it's all about.
Big thing will be chemistry with you guys' new quarterback, Carson Wentz. And, you know, listen, third team in 3 years, the rumors are always out there. What have you seen from your new QB?
From Carson, everything so far so good, man. I haven't seen anything. I mean, all that type of stuff is, you know, media, and I don't listen to the media, so not saying I don't listen to you guys.
Except us.
You
except us.
Very important distinction.
Like us.
You love our show, 2 to 6:30 every day, but other media, they are, yeah, I agree.
The pits.
Yeah, but, you know, I just feel like, you know, people get bad raps and they go places and, you know, things like that. Whatever is said out there, whatever is put out there, you know, it's hard to get that back. So the only way you can get that back is by work. You can only work to get that back. So the work he's been putting in, the type of teammate he is, I have no problem with him. I see no problem with him. Definitely a cool dude. Definitely somebody that I like to, you know, hang out with outside of the building still. And just continue to build that relationship. But on the football field, I mean, guy's got a cannon, guy's big, guy's strong. It's nothing that you – I just don't see it. I mean, whatever the media says, I don't see it, but whatever. That's their loss, so it's all good.
Left tackle, Charles Leno here on Grant and Danny. He's got a couple new guards on his O-line and some pieces in this offense like Jahan Dotson that have been added. Could be a different type of production for that group. But we'll let you go get back to the family. Congrats again on the baby.
Yeah, congrats,
no idea,
buddy.
That's awesome. And enjoy what's left of this offseason, man.
Hey, no problem. I thank you guys. You guys take it easy.
Yeah, really appreciate you hopping on and catching up. Always great to have him on. Love Charles Leno giving us a few minutes on G&D. All right, Ben Standing's been tracking this story. Covers the team for The Athletic. He's been working the phones and talking to, you know, the player side, the team side. So we'll get the latest on this 3-year extension at about $70 million. From Ben next, and in an hour and 5 minutes, we're giving away a 4-pack of Nats tickets that could be yours right here on Grant and Danny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.